Roll call, Ms. Shaw.
Here.
Mr. Waggy.
Here.
Ms. Arnold.
And I'm here.
Public comment, I see no public here. Approve the minutes of February 28, 2018. Any discussion? Entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Is there a second? I'll second it. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? May 23rd, 2018, board agenda draft. And do you have any comments on all of these?
Yeah, I'd like to give you a little update on A5, the augmentation of our grant funds. This is money I've spoken to you about during board meetings that we're going to see this year, additional money from the cap and trade. This is to receive $900,000 for farm equipment.
Oh.
And so it's a good news for our farmers out there. We're going to have a bunch of money this year, a lot of extra work. Putting it out, but we're going to be busy doing that. And then about $500,000 in the 617 grant money that has to do with disadvantaged communities or low-income communities. Mm-hmm. So another $500,000 or so from that's going to come in. We've had some workshops around the county that were required.
They
were required to do from the state, from the 617 mandate in the bill that we do these things. We don't have the environmental justice communities the bill was designed for. So most of the money, even though we're going to get this $500,000 or $600,000, there's a lot more money going to the South Coast, Air Quality Management District, San Joaquin Valley, and the Bay Area, who have these environmental justice communities that are surrounded by a heavy industry and refineries and multiple plating operations. So that's an important one on there. We have the memorandum of agreement with the Air Resources Board to implement California's greenhouse gas, oil, and gas regulation. We weren't going to do this, but the oil companies asked us to do it to avoid having two sets of people come down and do it. So they requested that we do so. And Santa Barbara and Ventura counties have also, Santa Barbara County has done it already, and Ventura County is going to have an MOA done this month. Let's see, and the next schedule of executive committee as well, we forgot to put it on last time.
Or you did that.
The other ones, grant projects that we've put money for hydrogen refueling out there. We haven't specified where is it going to be. So we've got a prospect of a hydrogen refueling station to be located in the city of San Luis Obispo.
Where are you there now? You're under your APCO report. Where are you?
I'm still under A8. This is A8. A8's new. Did they get that?
It's not on mine.
Okay, so this is a new one.
Oh, did you print the new? Yeah, that's the new item that Andy wants to add.
Yeah, so this is A8. It's supposed to be, we just added it because they came in and talked to me and said they've got the ability to partner with some other money. That we've set aside $100,000 2 years ago, $100,000 last year, and $50,000 next year for one of these refueling facilities.
Okay.
So we've been doing it for a number of years. We just haven't got the board's blessing to allocate where. So that. A lot of money being spent, but that's money that we've set aside for some time, and then the state passed through money. On the APCO's report, I'm going to do a hearing board brief, of course, because that's going to be large. Some staffing changes here at the district and staffing levels. I'm going to go over what we're doing to kind of change the structure. Give a little report on the end of burn season. That'll end on the end of this month. And the EPA STAR program that we've got out there with these. These are the sensors.
Oh.
The purple air sensors that you've heard us talk about. They're just several hundred dollars, maybe like $250, $300. They're very accurate in PM 2.5, not so much as PM 10, but these are going out north and south county for free. The EPA gave us, I think it was close to 50 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing with these are you have to install them in some place where they're you have airflow outside, and they need a Wi-Fi connection. So we have had workshops where people have come in from the north and south county and picked these up, and EPA, well actually South Coast through EPA, came in and taught them how to use them. So this is the future of if you've got a weather station in your backyard, you're looking at temperature and stuff like that, then all those people are going to have these.
And you can access them real time too.
Yeah, and we can look at things moving.
Do you need more distributed, or do you pretty much have them all out? I was just going to say, I could bring it up, like, if you want to have it at, like, our elementary school, the kids would probably like that, but I don't know.
Which one are you in?
Grover Heights.
I think we got one.
Oh, do you?
Grover Heights? Oh, maybe not. Oceano Elementary.
There are several schools that received several of them.
Okay.
I know.
But if you would like, I think
some.
We have some extras.
Okay. I'll ask today if,
yeah.
if
ask
they
today.
Want one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or probably has to be in a place that makes sense.
Yeah,
too,
I don't know.
It's close to a road or
yeah.
an emission source or something. Or
you know,
North County.
The thing about this program, really, they were just, EPA gave the money to put them out there and see if people would use them. And they just wanted to get people to get them registered and yeah, and collect data. So,
cool.
As far as just random,
but it's probably not a regulatory.
No, it's not a regulatory monitor.
It's not information.
Yeah, it's just information.
Who would they call if they're interested in getting one?
Probably Megan Fields
okay.
would be the best contact on that.
Okay.
Was it? Tied to any diesel emissions along the highways?
It's not tied. It's not tied to anything. They're just getting them out there. So they're testing the system. They want to put them out there and test and collect data from it.
Yeah.
Not specific for regulatory purposes. It's just for getting them out in the field and seeing how well they behave and then collecting data from them.
Right.
Cool.
They actually measure PM10 as well, but the accuracy of them is not nearly as good. So pretty much at PM2.5.
So what did you read is PM2.5 plus a little memory, something else?
Yeah, it's set up to report only the 2.5 right now because of the accuracy of the PM10 is not nearly as good, but
it's obviously battery. How long does the battery last?
It's plug-in.
Oh, plug-in. Okay.
Yeah, so yeah.
Okay, you have to have power.
Yeah, no power supply.
Okay.
You can run an extension cord. It doesn't take much.
It's okay for outdoors.
Yeah.
And then do the people who have them, do they get to see data?
They just go, you go online to Purple Air.
Oh, so they can see their data.
Everybody can see their data. You
so
can go
that
online
would be
Purple
cool,
Air right
like
now. And,
the students might like that.
Yeah. And we have dozens of them out there before in our county. People are just buying them and putting them up.
Oh, neat.
On their own.
Okay.
And so EPA is a program where they want to see how well they function and how stable they are.
Okay.
So trying to get an idea. They'd like to see them clustered so they can check out the variability of them. But they gave us a bunch, so.
Cool.
District Council report. I don't think Ray will have anything to report. Did he?
No.
No? Of course, we have the budget. That's the main item.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the hearing board policies and procedures for appointment and reappointment.
Right.
And I just wanted to get board direction and see where where
good.
We wanted to go with
well,
that.
Glad.
So
yeah.
We'll have a discussion on that. And Dora has researched what other districts are doing, and that'll be a chill report on that. And that's the end of it.
Okay.
Ray did mention when I talked to him earlier today that he may cancel that closed session that's
okay.
on there. It's kind
just
of just
a placeholder for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
It will likely be canceled.
It's a fairly wide agenda. Is there anything like this the A8 or something you want to put on regular business just to highlight it?
I'm sure some of them will be pulled. I mean, we can, if you want to
I don't want to put routine stuff, but something that highlights something. But
yeah, either we could put the A5 on there or, I guess the A8 would be fine. That's not going
to
be.
I'm just throwing it out there. If there's something that would be of interest to the public to see what you're doing,
That would. Yeah, we certainly.
Well, A5 actually may be more important because that's the program where we're handing out some money. So maybe that's something to highlight.
Yeah, I think A5 will end up being pulled by somebody anyway. So we could either we can do either one. It's strictly up to the board.
Folks, think should we?
If you're saying
put A5 on the board business anyway.
Sure. If you want to, or just include it in your APCO report if no one pulls it, but if you
I'm
probably have a lot
visibility.
In there.
A lot.
Oh yeah, so that people can hear about.
Yeah.
I think you know, positive stuff is always good to highlight.
Well, let's put A5 in there. Let's
just put A5 in the business section under board business.
Yeah, that's B3 then.
Highlight it. Okay.
A5 moved to B3. Bingo.
Anything else? Any other changes? Still no public, so no public comment. It says review last time we approved. Should we approve the draft agenda as modified?
So moved.
Is there a second? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. That was it.
Oh, that's it.
Next
that's
meeting, May 30th. Make sure it's on my calendar.
Oh, I got nervous up that. I was fiddling with my thing on the IWMA. I thought, oh God, did I miss some? But no, I've got